The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. It's an interesting morning. The sun is out, it's light, and I'm looking out the window here of the studio, and I can see a full moon. That's pretty cool. At 8 o'clock in the morning, I can see a full moon on a bright, what looks like is going to be a sunny day. I don't know if that means anything. Maybe some astronomer would know, but I don't. It just looks cool to me. Today we have an interesting show. It is called Dr. Kvitko Takes His Teeth Across America Series Across the Pond to Scotland. And we'll get to that in a little bit. When I traveled over the summer, I visited some dentists and some people on the street in Scotland. I also visited England and Wales, but today's episode is about Scotland. So stay tuned for that. I think it's pretty neat. I would like to make an announcement, and that is that on December 18th, which is 7 days from now, at 6:30 in the evening until 8:30 in the evening, we will have, when I say we, the Clintonville Rotary, will have a Christmas tree lighting at Whetstone Park of Roses at the Shelter House, and the tree lighting itself is at 7. There is caroling. There are refreshments provided by Crimson Cup and Mozart's. And again, brought to you by the Clintonville Rotary, of which I am a charter member and very proud to be a member of the Clintonville Rotary. It's a great group of people. We get a lot of things done and we do some great things for the community. So come on out and join us. I'll be there setting up the tree early and then I'll be back to make sure the sound system is working. So hope to see you there. And on Friday, me and several of my team members went to Polaris Fashion Place. And we manned the phones for the Sunny 95 Radio Telethon. I'd like to congratulate the radio station and Dino and Stacy for raising $186,638 for Nationwide Children's Hospital. That was a really great thing they did. I was in an all-day CE course yesterday from 7:30 registration till about 4:30, so I wasn't able to volunteer on Saturday. And I wasn't even able to hear what the final tally was until just a little bit ago. But that's pretty good. That's an awful lot of money just raised in 2 days. So thanks to Dino. Thanks to Stacy. Great job. And I want to say hi to a couple new friends I met while I was there. I met a woman named Melissa and another one named Becky, who were also there answering the phones, taking your pledges. This is episode 206. I'm keeping track because I've been doing the show for over almost 4 years now. So I think it's kind of neat. And, let's see, you know what, there are a couple news things that I'll save till the end because I want to make sure that we have plenty of time to listen to my Scotland segment. What I want to do is, you might remember that we did a couple from when I was in England, and then what we did is we headed north to Scotland, and it's like a country road. It's really neat. It's a countryside type thing, a two-lane road. And the countryside is just gorgeous. And when you get to Scotland, there's this big rock. And on one side, it says, Welcome to Scotland. And on the other side, of course, coming back, heading south, it says, Welcome to England. And there's a little pullover. It looks like a rest area. But it's not because there are no restrooms. It's just a little pullover area. And they have a bagpipist, piper. I'm not sure what you call them. And it's kind of more of a picture spot. And there's the gentleman playing the bagpipe there, so let's listen. I've come upon a piper, and he is going to play the, what is it, the National Scottish Anthem, or what is it that you normally play? Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you so much. That was great.
You're very welcome.
And it's okay to play it on the radio?
Yes. That's quite okay, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Wasn't that neat? And I just realized that now later when we get to Edinburgh, one of the things we were able to do was go to this thing called a military tattoo. And a military tattoo is a bunch of bands, military bands, come in from all over the world. And one of them was, I don't know, there must have been 100 bagpipists. So more than I've ever seen in one place at a time, although I hadn't yet seen it at the time that I was with this gentleman. All right, now I want you to picture this. We're at the border of England and Scotland. We're at the big rock, the little pull-off. And now we get back on the tour bus and we head north. And while we were doing that, when we're going through the Scottish countryside, there was this little clip that they were playing on the tour bus, which I thought was pretty cool. And it kind of blends with and gives you the flavor of driving through the Scottish countryside. So let's listen in.
Why do we spill the beans, bat an eyelid, bite the bullet, and wear our hearts on our sleeve? Who are Peeping Tom, Great Scott, the real McCoy, and Uncle Sam? And where is old Blighty, the Black Hole of Calcutta, and No Man's Land? These are just a few of thousands of phrases that we use in everyday conversation and take for granted as being part of the English language. Often used both thoughtlessly and effortlessly, they have a much more profound meaning and place in the heritage, culture, and development of many nations. Now let's stop beating about the bush. There's another one. And drop in on a local village inn, and you'll understand what I mean.
Evening, Steve. You look as though you got out of the wrong side of bed this morning.
Hello, Nell. Yes, you're right. I painted the town red last night, and I'm really down in the dumps. I've tried the hair of the dog, but it doesn't seem to be working. Anyway, enough of me. How have you been?
I'm very well, thanks. But my husband's been ill recently and not working. In fact, we've been living on a shoestring. Thank goodness he's just been given a clean bill of health. So I'm really cock-a-hoop.
Oh, that's great. I'm really pleased for you. You know Hugh?
Yes, of course. Hello, Hugh. What's new?
Well, a little bird told me that the pub owner's name is Mud around here these days.
Yes, I've heard that. I have a hunch he's been pulling the wool over his partner's eyes for a long time. Things are definitely going to come to a head between them soon.
You know, I think you're right. I've heard on the grapevine that they've not been getting on for a while. It seems he's always three sheets to the wind.
Well, they've turned a blind eye to it for a long while. I'm sure the business is hanging by a thread.
I agree. He's definitely not up to scratch these days. Well, I'm off home now. I've been here so long, I'll probably get the cold shoulder from the wife. But it's time to face the music.
Now, what on earth does all that really mean? Well, contained within that short conversation, there are in fact 20 everyday phrases, which when examined reveal a whole host of fascinating historical and cultural stories. Let's take a closer look.
And unfortunately, we're not going to take the closer look, but if somebody is interested and you would like me to send you the rest of that audio, you can send me an email at drkavitko@aol.com, and I'll be happy to do that. I don't have the entire thing, but I do have several of them that were listed there. Now, when we come back from the break, which we're going to do here soon, I will be in Edinburgh, Scotland. And as I mentioned, it is, I guess I don't think I mentioned it yet. Edinburgh is spelled Edinburgh. It's interesting. Something else that I learned while I was there. And I was able to make arrangements to interview a dentist there, Dr. Zanner Osi. He is a BDS, MFDS. He went to McClint Dent University of Edinburgh in prosthodontics. So he is a prosthodontist. Works for White Cross Dental Care, 37 Frederick Street in Edinburgh. And if you're ever over there, their phone number is 0131-220-4077, and you can check them out at www.whitecrossdental.co.uk. All right, stay with me. We'll be right back after the break.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso's chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We are doing our series, Teeth Across America series, which this week or today is across the pond to Scotland. And in a minute, you'll hear the interview when I entered White Cross Dental. And it was on Frederick Street in Edinburgh. And I start off, obviously, by talking to the receptionist, and I do have an appointment, but as you can imagine, I have to wait a little bit. And while I'm waiting, I was listening to the radio, and so I was able to capture some of that audio to give everyone the true flavor of my visit. So let's go ahead and listen in. All right, so I am in Edinburgh, Scotland. It's spelled Edinburgh, but pronounced Edinburgh. And I have an appointment to speak to one of the dentists at White Cross Dental Care. Let's see if the door is open. It is open. Oh, this is nice. Hi there, how are you? Good, I'm Dr. Kvitko. I have an appointment at 4:50, or 3:50. Yes. Okay, thank you. Which doctor am I going to see?
Dr. Zanarossi.
Zanarossi, okay, sounds great. Well, while I'm waiting, I may as well describe what I'm seeing. It's a really nice office. And it has a coffee bar in the corner. It has all kinds of neat stuff. It has 9 different flavors of coffee. Looks like 6 different flavors of tea. Actually pretty cool. It's on the second floor, which is referred to as the first floor here in Scotland apparently. And because I had to come up a set of steps, but it's really nice. Really nice, open and airy. They have all kinds of dental products, looks like for sale here in the lobby area. They have mouthwash and toothpaste and Sonicare type toothbrushes and floss and all kind of stuff. So it looks like I'll just have a seat and wait my turn to talk.
Run it and be my baby. Coming up in the showbiz news from X Factor and cuts from Will Young and Frida Pinto. There's YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. I guess the stars from The Inbetweeners. Got a new movie out. Tim and Matt on sport and Nick on traffic and much more on Steve Wright in the afternoon.
Do you have anything decaf?
Decaf, yep.
Okay, that'd be good.
Do you take milk and sugar?
Yes, both. These are pretty cool little things. Never seen anything like this. I have a question for you. We were at dinner and there was this little packet, you know, the ketchup packets and stuff. One of them said salad cream. What is that?
It's a
type of mayonnaise.
It's a type of mayonnaise. It's
sweeter. Yeah.
Sweeter than regular mayonnaise? Because there was another one that said mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's the same, but just a bit different.
Okay.
It's equivalent to mayonnaise.
Equivalent to mayonnaise. Okay. We were afraid to try it.
Yeah.
Especially since we saw mayonnaise, and it's like, okay, well, if it's not mayonnaise, what could it be?
Yeah,
we were afraid to try it.
A bit sweeter.
A bit sweeter.
Yeah.
Okay. So whose job is it to keep this all stocked?
It's the girls on reception.
Oh, the girls. not yours. Thank you very much. Okay, appreciate it. So we have sugar, things called dairy sticks. They're long and slender. They must be, it's long hollow tubes of liquid creamer, it looks like. Kind of neat. It's different than in the States. Instead of the little creamer cups, it's a long, oops, I made a mess. Here.
This is BBC Radio 2, online, on digital, and on 88 to 91 FM.
News at 4 o'clock. This is Fran Godfrey. Fresh allegations have been made about the extent of phone hacking at the News of the World. Documents published by the Commons Culture Committee contain a letter by the paper's former royal editor Clive Goodman, in which he claims the practice was, for a time, regularly discussed at editorial meetings. The journalist, who was jailed for phone hacking 4 years ago, also claims he was told he could return to his job if he didn't implicate the paper or staff in court. The Labour MP Tom Watson, who sits on the Culture Committee, said the letter, if accurate, raised serious questions for News International.
I can only assume that there's been a cover-up. This letter is absolutely devastating. Clive Guzman's testimony shows that he believed that others, every member of the editorial team, was aware of phone hacking and the police were not told about it.
In a statement, News International said it recognised the seriousness of the material disclosed to the police and Parliament. The Home Secretary, Theresa May, has made a speech calling for police officers to be given new guidance on how to handle any repeat of last week's disorder in England. She praised the police handling of the violence, but said planned government cuts to police budgets would go ahead. Npower has become the latest energy company to announce a price increase. It's to raise average tariffs for gas by 15.7% and electricity by 7.2% from the 1st of October. Npower is the fifth of the six big energy firms to announce increases in recent weeks. An investigation into the deaths of two British tourists in Thailand has found that they were probably exposed to a toxic chemical. George and Eileen Everett from Lincolnshire were among five visitors to the northern city of Chiang Mai who died earlier this year. The rate of inflation, as measured by the Consumer Prices Index, increased to 4.4% in July. That's up from 4.2% the month before. Labour has urged the government to rethink the decision to allow rail fares in England to rise by an average of 8% next year. It says travellers are being squeezed because the coalition is cutting too far and too fast. Ministers say the increases are needed to pay for improvements to the rail network. Alexandra Wordsworth from the Campaign for Better Transport said higher fares wouldn't help.
People are struggling now with these fare increases, and we're concerned that the investment that's been promised as a result of them is actually years down the line, 2018, 2019. We've seen promises before. We're concerned they may not be delivered on. The government managed to find funding to help motorists with short-term price problems, and we think the government needs to reverse its plans to increase rail fares and help public transport users as well.
Finally, the Radio Times has been sold by the BBC to a private equity firm. The 88-year-old magazine is being bought by Exponent, which owns a number of businesses, including Radley Handbags. BBC News, it's 4:03, more at 5.
Thank you. And it's Matt Williams with sport.
And fresh from losing their captain Cesc Fabregas to Barcelona, Arsenal play Udinese tonight as they aim to qualify for the group stage of the Champions League. Robin van Persie, who now has the captain's armband, is suspended for tonight's game, so the team will be led out at the Emirates by Thomas Vermaelen. A dazzling debut from Sergio Aguero in Man City's win over Swansea last night. His boss Roberto Mancini says he's a photocopy of Brazilian legend Romario, and there's more to come. City also say say there's been no contact from Inter Milan over a possible bid for Carlos Tevez. Norwich have completed the signing of Liverpool defender Daniel Ayala. Adam Jones, Lee Byrne and Lee Halfpenny are three of nine changes to the Wales Rugby Union side ahead of Saturday's World Cup warm-up match with Argentina. Scotland have made 14 changes for their match against Italy, just Graham Morrison keeping his place. And spectators are getting their first chance to watch competitive sporting action in the Olympic Park. Six of the world's best teams are playing at the basketball arena.
And Matt back with Lisa later.
If you're tuning in, just tuning in, this is Dr. Kvitko, and the show is Dentally Speaking. You did not tune into the BBC by accident. I'm doing a show about Scotland. I visited Scotland in, I think it might have been August, and I'm about to interview a dentist, Dr. Osi, who works at White Cross Dental. And one of the things maybe you're getting this too, is how similar we are. Of course, the sports was a little different, not talking about American football and NBA basketball, talking about what we call soccer, they call football, and the prices of energy going up and the cost of transportation going up, and we all kind of have the same problems, don't we? Now, before we go to the interview with Dr. Osi, and we're going to go to a break before we actually do, but I wanted to give you, on their business card, it says, "Your smile is unique and makes a potent and memorable statement. Our aim is to give you increased confidence in your smile and offer a wide range of options from a full smile makeover to individual treatments, all designed to make you look and feel your best. We provide high-quality dentistry and outstanding patient care in a relaxed, friendly environment and look forward to welcoming you." I think that's a very neat mission statement. It sounds a lot similar to what I do here in the States. And, I didn't know what I was going to find when I interviewed Dr. Osi, but what's the word I'm looking at? It's like, I should have been surprised, but I'm not. So, all right. So let's go ahead and listen in.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
So smile on my face, and if anyone asks,
Okay, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and now we are going to listen to my interview with Dr. Zahner Ossi, last name is O-S-S-I, of White Cross Dental in Edinburgh, Scotland. Thank you very much. Hi there. Oh, no problem.
How are you?
I'm Dr. Kvitko.
I see. So are you recording now?
Yeah, I decided to go ahead and have it on.
Yes.
So that I wouldn't miss anything fun or
important. No, it's fine. Fine. Where would you like to sit down? There or here?
Wherever you, how about this? Is this good?
This
is better?
Okay. Oh, yes. So you're...
Yeah, I wanted to look official. And let me show you. Here, here's a card. The information about the show is on the back.
Thank you.
And I actually grabbed a couple of your cards.
Yes.
Kvitko. I see... First thing I noticed when I was out in the reception room, and as you know, what I like to do is compare. What's the difference between the United States dental care and in this case...
Scotland.
Yeah, I forgot which country I was in for a minute. And the first thing that I noticed is there are a couple of brochures out in your reception room. One's called Flash Pearl. I've never heard of this. Can you tell me about that?
Flash Pearl is basically... can I just 1 second? I'm going to show you something.
Oh, okay. Should I come with you? Oh, you're... Okay. Okay.
Pearl powder.
Pearl powder. Oh, you put it
water.
In there.
Yes, with water and jet air.
Water and jet air?
Yes, it's polish the teeth, basically. Polish the stains.
With air, not water?
Air, water, and...
Air and water. Okay.
And powder, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
It's not invasive. It's good. Patients likes it. Yeah.
Is it instead of an ultrasonic scaler?
Depends on how much tartar out there.
This is for more tartar or this is for kind of middle?
It's basically stains, really. Just
stains.
For stains, yes.
For stains, okay.
You remove the stains. You remove your tartar and this is more stains.
Okay. All right. This is pretty cool. I might get a picture of this before I leave, if it's okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can take
okay.
A picture as well.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds good. Let me set that there. The other thing I noticed is now I place implants in my practice. I'm assuming you do as well.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I noticed you're using a company or rather a brand called BioHorizons, which as I looked on the back, it's made in Birmingham, Alabama. Is that in the United States?
Yeah.
And I've never heard of it.
Carl Misch. Have you heard of him?
Yes. They have the Misch forceps.
Yes. That's him. His company.
Okay.
Well, he's introduced his implants.
Okay. I'll have to contact them and find out a little...
BioHorizon, I heard that's very popular in the U.S.
I must be out of that loop then.
What do you
use? I use Camlog. We also have Noble Biocare, Straumann, we have Astra, Zimmer.
I use all of them. I use Astra and Straumann. I used Nobel Biocare before, but at the moment I'm using BioHorizon quite a lot.
BioHorizons, okay.
I place implant for other dentists, so if they ask me to place Straumann, I do place Straumann. Just
okay.
I place implants, they restore.
Oh, you do? Okay, that's cool. Now, I also noticed you had a panoramic and orthopantomograph out there, and it has a lateral Ceph, so do you do orthodontics too?
No, I don't. We have a visiting orthodontist.
Oh, okay, how often?
Once a month.
Once a month an orthodontist comes here,
yes.
And how many children will he see, or adults will they see in a day?
He's quite busy, about 16 each time he comes in, 16 patients.
Really? That's a lot. Okay. Okay. Do you do any minor ortho at all?
You have to ask him. I really, the day he's in, I'm not in. So
oh.
He used my surgery.
Oh, he uses your chair.
Yes.
Now, this chair, you call this your surgery room?
Yes, my surgery, yes.
Okay. Because we call it an operatory.
I see. Okay. Okay.
See the differences? There's
yes.
A little bit here?
Yes. We call it dental surgery.
Okay. Uh-huh. Great. And I see you do the CIRAC, and
yes.
You have the blue cam, right?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Because how long have you had the blue cam?
I have it for about a year.
Okay.
Just come out.
Do you like it?
Love it.
Okay, now for my listeners, CIRAC is the same-day crown machine,
yes.
And there's a red cam and a blue cam being the most current. And the blue cam, you just hold the camera, the infrared camera over the teeth, and it takes the pictures for you, right?
That's correct.
No more foot pedal.
No.
Now, what would you say, how many of your patients, what percent do the CIRAC, choose the CIRAC over the lab crowns?
Oh, 100%.
100%?
Yes.
You do all your crowns with the CIRAC now?
All my crowns.
So do you have the Emax blocks?
Yes.
Okay, so you bake them and...
Bake them, everything. I have all here.
Wow. Do you do the staining and glazing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And everything here?
Because I'm actually about to get the blue cam.
Mm-hmm. You will love it. You will love it.
Okay.
I'm
see,
also getting Sirona scanner for my implants. Galileos.
A Galileo scanner?
Yes.
Now is that like the iCAD? Is that the 3D volumetric scan?
Absolutely, yeah. Galileos is softer, but the scanner is great. You have to really try it.
Okay, so that'll tell you exactly where the nerve is, how much bone there is, if you have room for implant.
Superimpose your implant over that as well, the actual size.
Now, what sizes do yours come in? The implants. So, for instance, Camlog comes in a 9, 11, 13, 16 lengths, and then it comes in a 3.8, 4.3, 5.0, and 6.0 millimeters wide. And so you're using BioHorizons. Let's see, I see there's a 5 millimeter wide
seven
by...
7.5 the smallest. 7.5 the smallest.
You have a 7.5 millimeter
seven
implant?
I don't really place. 15 the longest.
Okay, from 7...
So it comes in 3.5. They have parallel and they have taper.
Okay, parallel and taper.
Parallel is basically 3.5 at the smallest. In fact, no, they do something else. I bought quite a few of them. There is the 3.0, which I haven't used that.
Oh, okay. Now that would be for lower anteriors.
Yes.
And I just did a case like that 2 weeks ago where you need that small implant.
You get sometimes. You get really lacking of space. Of course, you would do that. But the largest one, I do have actually quite a large one. Yes, six.
Now, I placed a 6.0, a 9 in the area of like tooth number 15, absolutely, where the sinus was a little bit in the way, but you get a nice big fat implant, mm-hmm, and you get some stability there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you learn to place implants?
Oh, I learned. I've been placing implant for last about 9 years.
Okay.
I get my training from Russia, and I specialize in UK.
You training? You went to dental school in Russia?
Yes.
And then you went to dental school in the UK?
Yes, and trained here, and I've been placing since, yeah.
Very neat. Mm-hmm. I've been placing implants maybe, I don't know, 5 years or so, not as long as you.
Okay. No, it's a great treatment option. I like it.
Yeah. But you choose not to put the crown on? Oh, you do. If you're doing it, it's your own patient, you'll do the implant and the crown. But some of your colleagues send people to you just for the implant part, and then they do the crown?
I have about 20 dentists who refer their patient to me for surgical parts.
Oh, great.
And they do the restorative part.
Okay. And do you do sedation during the implant placement?
Only when it requires. But the majority of patients, they don't need it. I do take my time with patients. You explain them what needed, so...
Do it nice and slow and careful.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, that's a good thing. That's happy. I'm happy to hear that, by the way.
Yes. No, I do little sedation. We don't do often.
Okay. Now, do you ever do immediate loading of the implants?
I don't do immediate loading.
See, I used to, and I don't anymore. It doesn't seem to work, does it?
Delayed immediate.
Right. What's delayed, like a month?
Six weeks.
6 weeks on the lower and upper, or just lower?
Just delayed, and then basically, delayed placement. So we extract the tooth 6 weeks, place the implant, and the lower is 2 to 3 months, loading it, and the upper up to 5 months.
Right, okay, that's similar to mine. I wait 3 months on the lower, 6 months on the upper.
It's very similar to that, yeah.
Okay, and the reason you don't place the implant immediately is you have to let whatever bacteria, whatever germs are in there kind of heal, right?
And also closure. It's very good to get the proper closure. I do bury my implants. I do complete closure.
Okay. So you bury them?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll do both ways. Sometimes I'll bury them. Sometimes I'll put the healing cap on.
I do the same as well. Depends, really. Depends.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Now I'm trying to think of other things that are interesting. How old is this building?
Oh, this is quite old. This is over 150 years.
150 years. So 18-something? 1850-something?
Yes. Yeah.
And yet... Now that I'm inside, it looks gorgeous. It looks brand new in here. How do you guys do that?
Thank you. We renovated not long ago. This has been dental practice for over 40 years.
Wow. It's been a dental practice for over 40.
Yes.
And did you buy it?
No. I'm an associate here.
Okay. You're an associate.
I'm an associate.
Okay.
It's a big corporate. In fact, this is part of the biggest corporate company in UK. We have over 400 practices in UK.
400 practices? I had no idea.
Oh, yes. This is called ID Hedge.
ID what?
ID Hedge.
ID Hedge?
That's the practice. That's the company called.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, do you do the NSH dentistry here, or is it all private?
We are only private.
Only private. And you choose to be only private. Why?
Because of the quality and the time to spend with patients. It's very important. Right. So I wouldn't be restricted with the time.
You wouldn't be able to provide the kind of care you can provide.
Absolutely. And people are looking for that.
Definitely. And I've interviewed some people that had gone to an NHS dentist and they weren't happy, and I tried to explain to them the difference, and the one gentleman finally got it, and he said, you know what, now that I hear that, it makes sense, because he wondered why the care wasn't as good as it ought to be, and yet I explained to him, personally anyway, tell me if you agree, that if you get up in the morning and you come in and you work extra hard, maybe harder than the guy or the gal down the street, you kind of want to be compensated a little bit more because you've worked so much harder. Your training, your experience, the time you put in. And if you get paid the same for your 8 hours as somebody who's doing maybe not as good of dentistry as you, it might make you lazy. It might say, well, why am I even bothering, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I agree to a certain extent, yes.
Yeah.
No, you're quite right. I think it's... I wouldn't feel good. I wouldn't be able to do NHS dentistry when you're limited to certain materials.
Right. You wouldn't be able to do CIRAC, right?
Oh, no. No CIRAC. No white filling, most of...
No white fillings.
Amalgam.
We all silver fillings.
Yeah.
Sometimes extractions instead of root canals, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Dentures instead of bridges.
Dentures instead of bridges. And then I see people going with just no teeth as I've been traveling around Edinburgh, and we were also in, let's see, where did we stop on the way up? I think this might have been the first Scottish city. We came up from England, from London, and we stopped in York.
Oh, York. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I did. Yeah. Actually, it was in York that we met up with this couple, and they had about, I don't know, half their teeth missing.
Oh, you'll get them. You will get them.
Now, you guys do teeth whitening?
We do. We have Zoom.
Zoom and Zoom 2.
We have Zoom 2, and we do home whitening as well.
Okay. And I also noticed you had a lot of products out there for sale. A couple of them I don't recognize. I might grab a brochure and try to figure out what it is.
What was it?
I don't remember. It was something soothing. It's on the shelf out there. Maybe. Oh, okay. They handle all that. All right. And you have a Sonicare, which we have, and you have the rotary brush, the Colgate rotary.
People now start buying Oral-B rotary, right. Electric toothbrush, Sonicare. It's very popular. Philips.
Right. Yeah. Them. Actually, I use that, and I sell that in my office as well.
We do sell at least 4 or 5 of them a day.
Four or five a day.
Just a dental practice. We are not really selling them at the price.
Right. You just so that the people get the right brush.
Just the right brush, yeah.
Absolutely. Excellent. This is a huge room, by the way. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. You have, and I know you have a patient, you have defibrillators in the reception room and in your treatment room. Tell me what this is called again, surgery room?
Different color. That one is red. This one is green.
And are you required to have them by law, or you just decided to be extra safe?
We are, as I said, our company, we are very, very...
Safety conscious,
absolutely. So this is kit number 2.
Okay.
If we use that, this is
a
reserve.
It's a backup.
Yeah. So but both have defibrillator and everything else in it.
Now, I have an automatic external defibrillator too. They're not required by law, but you're one step ahead of me because I only have one. Mm-hmm. So if I use it and 10 minutes later somebody else goes into cardiac arrest, I would not be able to save them. That's something to make me think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think it's good to have it. It's a good investment.
Yeah, I probably should get another one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I know you have, I saw there's like 5 patients waiting on you, and I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show, Dr. Kavicko. Let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588 That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's
262-9588. I want to put a smile on your face. I praise in my heart to you. I want to put a smile on your face. I praise in my heart.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We have been doing a Teeth Across America series episode, although this time it is Teeth Across the Pond, and it's time to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. The winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist. Delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And we're going to give the question in just a minute. But before we do, the lawyers say you need to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And the question is, what country did I visit for today's Teeth Across the Pond series? Was it A, Ireland, B, Spain, C, Scotland? Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. The winner wins free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Again, what country did I visit today for today's Teeth Across the Pond? See, it's usually Teeth Across America. What country did I visit for today's Teeth Across the Pond series? Was it A, Ireland, B, Spain, C, Scotland? Please call 459-9769. Call now.
Well, that was really cool getting to interview Dr. Osi. What a gorgeous office in such an old building. And Fiona was so nice. Fiona Cunningham is the office manager. I just was saying my goodbyes to her. Probably should have had the probably should have been recording it just for the benefit. But one of the things that reminded me is I'm on my way out, and there's a spiral staircase. It's really cool, but I don't know how we would do that with folks that happen to be in a wheelchair or in other ways just not able to handle stairs. I don't know if they have an elevator up the back or if it's not a big concern here in Scotland. I don't know if that means that maybe somebody that does have some type of a disability would have to go to a dentist that's on the main floor. I don't know. It's very interesting to me. Beautiful staircase, but not very accessible. But still a gorgeous, gorgeous office. And I learned so much by talking to people from other countries. I now have a couple products I need to check out when I get back to the States. You can probably hear the buses and the taxis in the background because I'm getting ready to head back either to the hotel or to interview somebody else, maybe just a man on the street kind of interview about their teeth and what somebody from Scotland thinks about their dental care. So the sun came out, it's a gorgeous day. It was raining this morning, but let's see. All right, so I just interviewed a dentist here in Edinburgh, and I'm walking on the street now, and I've ran into this gentleman named John. John, you're from Edinburgh?
Yeah.
You grew up here?
Yes.
Okay. So what's been your experience with dental care here in Scotland?
Not very much.
Not very much, meaning you don't go very often?
Not really, every 6 months.
Every 6 months, that's often enough. Does that mean you're healthy?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you afraid of the dentist?
No.
That's good. That's good. Did your mom make the appointments? Did she make you go?
Yeah.
What about paying for it? Your dad?
No.
No?
It's free.
It's free. Okay. So how's it free?
NHS.
The NHS, which stands for the National Health Service?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're keeping your teeth healthy, and they're nice to you, and you're happy with the system then?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
That's fine.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care now. So I'm talking with?
Catherine.
Catherine, and you're from Glasgow?
Yes.
Okay, that's how many miles away?
I'm not sure. It's about an hour on the train.
How many?
An hour on the train.
Hour on the train?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're not sure how many miles? Okay. So when was your last time that you were at the dentist?
About 3 months ago.
3 months, and you look to be about 21?
I'm 20.
22, okay. So have you gone every 6 months since you were a little child?
Yeah, but now it's every year.
Once a year?
Yes.
Okay. Have you had cavities?
No.
Good. Do you like going to the dentist?
I don't really mind it. It's not particularly.
You don't mind it particularly?
No.
But you don't like it either?
No, it's not my favorite place in the world.
Where is your favorite place in the world?
The pub down the road from my house.
What's that called?
It's called The Granary.
The Granary. Yeah. And you're allowed to go to the pub when you're 18 here?
Yes, when I'm 18.
Okay. See, back in the States, it's 21.
Yeah, I was in the States a few weeks ago and I couldn't drink because I'm 20. So I couldn't drink even though I work in a bar.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I find it very strange. But yeah. I suppose it stops people drinking when they're too young, I suppose. So.
Right, yeah, I'm not sure if it's a good system we have or not, but it's what we have. So anyway, okay, do you have any questions about teeth?
Not particularly. My teeth are pretty good health, so I'm usually okay with them.
Do you have your wisdom teeth in still?
No, one's actually coming in just now, so that's kind of irritating, but I'm hoping to get that taken out.
Okay, so you do have a little problem right now.
Yeah, but not a big one. It's not irritating that much, so.
Now, when they take them out, will you be put to sleep?
No, just get local anaesthetic.
Okay, so you have friends that have had them out and it was okay?
Yeah, everyone that's had them out said it's so much better to get them taken out.
Okay, well that's good. Tell me what you're doing here. You are from Glasgow, you came on the train, and you are doing what?
I'm fundraising for the British Red Cross.
Specifically for a particular cause or?
No, just for the Red Cross in general, just to sort of keep our funds up and so that we can keep doing the work that we do.
Okay, well that's awful nice of you. So after we get done with the interview, I'll make a donation, okay?
Yeah, that's great, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have some callers on the line who are calling with our guesses to our question of the day. And actually, we have Janine, Mary, and Debbie. And what we did while we were listening to that audio is we put your names in a hat. I had my producer pull a name, and he pulled out Debbie. So, hey, and by the way, hi, Debbie. And Janine and Mary, thank you so much for calling. Please try again next week, okay? Debbie, so yeah, I assume you have the right answer.
Yes, Scotland.
Good. I hope I didn't dismiss the other two too soon.
That would be bad.
Yeah, had them hang up and find out you had the wrong answer. That would not have worked well. Okay, well, hey, thank you for listening. Debbie, what do you do?
Actually, I'm a retired RN.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you've had to do your share of dental care for patients, right, in the hospital?
We've had patients with dental problems, yes, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody lose a denture or anything?
I don't know of any lost ones.
Okay. Well, hey, if you'll stay on this phone, my producer's going to get your information so we can make sure you get the flowers from Vice Denver, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thanks for listening.
Okay.
Okay, and while my producer is doing that, this next clip is we left Edinburgh. Actually, we started to leave Scotland. We started to head towards Wales. We stopped in a little town called Gretna Green. It's known for quickie marriages, kind of like Las Vegas, because you didn't need your parents' permission. So it's a relatively famous little town. And so let's go ahead and listen to that interview. So I am in a little town called Gretna Green, Scotland. It's in southern Scotland, not too far from the English border, and it's a little stop here. It's a kind of a tourist place, honestly, and I'm going to interview this gentleman who actually works in the gift shop, actually sells Scottish whiskies and cream and all that, and very friendly. We've just met him. He doesn't know I'm going to interview him yet, so I'm going to walk up to him here in a second, but before I talk to him, I wanted to point out he has teeth that aren't that great. Mix and match colors to his front teeth. Looks like he has a crown or two. Some big restorations. Essentially, the kind of teeth that we kind of hear about. Before I left to come to my trip, somebody said, "Oh, you're going to the land of terrible teeth," when I told him I was coming to England, Scotland, and Wales. So when we interview the gentleman, we'll find out what he thinks about his teeth. All right, so just hang on here. Just working my way back to the store. Hey, I am back, and I wanted to know if I could talk to you a little bit about dentistry. I have a radio show in the States about dental health, and I'm curious about the kind of dental health that's available in Scotland. So, what kind of, do you have?
National Health.
You go to a National Health dentist?
Yep.
And how often are you allowed to go?
every 6 months for a checkup.
So you're allowed to go every 6 months. What if you wanted to go more often?
Oh, my dentist is too busy and wouldn't take anybody.
You know what, I forgot to ask your name.
John.
John, okay, John. So your dentist is too busy. And is it pleasant? Is it uncomfortable? How would you rate the experience?
No, she's quite pleasant. The main drawback with her is she is very busy. So you might have to go for, like, say your appointment is now. You really get treated now.
I see. So you have to wait an hour?
No, 15 or 20 minutes. But it's the fact that it's always the same.
It's always... They can't get it right. Do they purposely book more people than they have time for?
I don't know, really.
Don't know.
There seems to be a shortage of national health practices in Britain.
In general?
Yeah. I think the government probably sets a limit on how many people they have.
Okay.
Try and sneak over the top, and that's probably what causes this. But there doesn't seem to be, you know, the government doesn't seem to have a policy of setting more people up to fill the gaps.
Do you know if there's fluoride in the water here?
There definitely is. You can smell it.
No, fluoride. Fluoride is, really, you can smell the fluoride?
Occasionally, yeah.
Okay, so it was naturally there?
No, unless it's there's been something wrong with the mains and then they're topping it up, but sometimes you can definitely...
Okay. So the government added fluoride to the water to help prevent tooth decay?
I believe so, yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, are there any non-NHS dentists in this town?
Yeah.
And how expensive would it be to, say, get a cleaning there?
I wouldn't really know, but when I go for a checkup, it's free. If I went private for a checkup, it's like £35-40.
£35 or £40, okay, which in the US would be about $65, sounds like.
Something like that.
They broke it, they bought it, right? Okay, well, hey, I really appreciate you talking to me. This is really fun for me to talk to people from all over the world.
Same here, but I see people from all over the world every day, so it's probably easier for me.
Yeah, it is. All right. Take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Noel.
Okay. One of the things I wanted to mention about the gentleman I just interviewed is he apparently doesn't know that he's receiving mediocre dentistry. He's just, he just seems happy. He looks terrible, but he seems happy. Okay, I wanted to say that you can't smell fluoride in the water. You heard me laughing when he said that. I'm not sure what he's smelling, but it wasn't the fluoride. And, you know, as I mentioned, he had, you know, mix and match colored teeth, crowns that really didn't look all that great or fit that well, the best I could tell. And, but, you know, it is what it is, and it's the National Health Service, so it's kind of like it's free, so in a lot of ways I think they get what they pay for, but it's a baseline of care, and as you heard from Dr. Osi, he doesn't accept the NHS. He wants to do a higher caliber of dentistry, and you heard the difference between the two. Not that you didn't have to wait at Dr. Osi's, but when you get there, you get these beautifully stained crowns, and you get this volumetric scan for your implants, and you have all kinds of, well, the same day crown like we offer, and a lot of other things. So, but anyway, yeah, it is an interesting insight into the world of dentistry and dental health in Scotland. So, looks like it's time for a break. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking?
Well,
you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile. Minus any flaws he wishes to leave out, of course, we can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you for joining me here today. I've had a lot of fun. I think it was an interesting show. Learned a lot about Scotland and dentistry and the people there. And of course, it was a fun trip. We don't have a lot of time, but before I go, I would like to thank my team members who helped me with the Sunday 95 Radio Marathon for Nationwide Children's Hospital. Dr. Beck came, Dr. Metnis, Joyce, my wife Carrie, Kelly, Kimberly, and another Carrie that works for me, a dental assistant, and my son Tony. So thanks again to all of my team members who came and donated their time to help the Sunday 95 Radio Marathon, and all of you folks who donated and called in with your pledges. That was awful nice of you to do. I know the money is well spent with Nationwide Children's. Now next week, we will have Chef Jeff Henderson. He is the host of a Food Network TV show called The Henderson Project, where he takes former convicts, and helps them get straightened around with a job in the food industry. Much like himself, he spent 10 years in prison before getting himself turned around, and now he's an executive chef, and he has his own show on the Food Network, so that's pretty cool. And then one last little note, and by the way, that's 8 o'clock next Sunday, and we will not be having a Christmas show either, because we want to have the station just have Christmas music on Christmas morning. There was a local dentist who was indicted for 16 counts of prescriptions, writing prescriptions for others or something like that, Dr. Mark German. And I just want to say I hope everything works out well for Dr. German. I hope this is all a big mistake, and that he can come through this and bounce back and be just fine. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Sunny 95. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week, 8 to 9.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.